try to stay away, as Roy Brown just said about Spaden, but speak about the man's life. Derech Eretz of this Jew for other Yidden. Martha Weinberger would come to shul every morning, 15 minutes before me for sure. And I mean, 1 minute, first one to shul every morning. He stood up. His menschlichkeit, his feinkeit. How is it shaykh what the Rav just spoke about? When Klal Yisrael is told they're going to leave Mitzrayim, they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have children. It refers to the Ben Rasha there. The nation bowed down. The people of Klal Yisrael have just gone through Gehenim, similar to what was just spoken about. In Mitzrayim, 87 years of a very, very hard Shibud after the total of 210 years. We're going out of Mitzrayim. Thank you, Hashem. We're going into Israel. Thank you, Hashem. We're going to have children. They had children in Mitzrayim. It wasn't children they could raise. How's it shayach for a person to live through him and his wonderful, wonderful Eish Yischayel sitting here? Yishlei Ra, this relationship, never saw a relationship in their lives. To see these Shiva Maduri Genim come out and say, thank you, Hashem. Last year when I found out, this year he's Zaycha to give a Sefer Torah to Rabbi Katzer Shtiebel, just to watch how he and his Rebbetzin were able to dedicate a Sefer Torah in memory of the Mishpachas, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, etc., etc. People come out of such a thing. I'm giving you Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving you Sefer Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here I am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I'm giving back. What to watch, as Rory Brown just said, to see the girls running to Teg. How's it shayach? How's it shayach to go into Mauthausen with a Peretz film? That film is laying in the house now of the Weinbergers. A film that I think the whole America should stand online to put it on. I asked the Meshus last year if I could bring it to Yeshiva one day. And the children, of course, stood there online to put on his tefillin. He brought in this tefillin to the concentration camps. He told me that he never, ever missed a single day of tefillin. So I asked him, how did you do it when you went out to work? They took him out in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Labor, hard labor. He said, I tied my tefillin onto my foot. He tied a shel reish and a shel yad onto his foot. I'm not letting go of my tefillin. He had his tefillin with him through thick and thin, through the hardest times, and didn't forget to put on tefillin every single day. All he said, he put it on in the middle of the night because they took him out too early in the morning before he could put it on. I had the schuss of wearing those tefillin. I cried. I said to myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw Klal Yisrael. I saw such a Klal Yisrael. That the important thing is to have a pair of tefillin. To put that pair of tefillin. I tried. I asked him, do you want me to fix it up? The tefillin was a little bit. He said, no, I want it to be exactly as is, the way I wore those tefillin. You know why he was Zaycha V'yikdom Eishtachavu? Look at this mishpacha sitting here on both sides. A man and a woman come out of this Shiva Maduri Gehenim and build such a family. V'yikdom Eishtachavu, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for taking me out of there, and thank you for giving me this family. That's the way he spoke. That's the way he spoke. I want to speak about the relationship. For me, it's a lesson, Rabbi Say. It should be a lesson for everyone here, a lesson. I said, coming into shul 15 minutes earlier, every single day, to daven, to say, as Zachtzchi told me, he said half of Tillim every single day before he went to shul. And whatever he learned, Mishnayos and so on and so forth. Every morning, to get up early, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I remember the exact time, I'm afraid to see over exactly, see over half of Tillim, then come to shul and daven me, the first one there, and the last one out. He's not in a hurry. What about us? I can't give a hesped today, but maybe it's a shmuz. What about us? With such kaychas, to the last kaychas that he had. What it meant for him to daven. He had a boy, when Yitzchak Klein and his friends was going regularly to visit him. He told me over a story that I never heard from directly. I want to tell you what it means, how this wonderful lady sitting here, this wonderful lady here, Mrs. Weinberg, is sitting here. Reb Martcha. One time in the camps, this is what Mrs. Weinberg told over Yitzchak. One time in the camps, I think they're ready to hang him, I believe. They decided to hang him. Dachtz was to kill him through hanging. And just at the last minute, somebody said, words of Mrs. Weinberger, somebody said, Leave him alone. He has a heart condition. He's going to die anyways. So Mrs. Weinberger told the kids, he used to come visit regularly. He says, I won't tell you what my husband's heart condition was. He had one heart condition. His condition was that his heart was made out of gold. That was his heart condition. That was his heart condition. Zucked. This wonderful, wonderful Heiliger Rebbetzin sitting over here. He had a heart of gold. And that he had. It's a tova. The man never raised his voice. He saw Mishul never got upset. There were people there on time last year. You know, tzlichas, it's a problem. There's 3-4 minyanim over there. A little bit of a number of minyanim. So I stood next to my slichas, and then the way it is, people in a hurry, so the slichas for the 7:30 minyan would begin at 10 after 7 in the back of the shul. Meantime, the other minyan is still davening because they're finishing up Asher V'Altzin, especially Tzeres Yimei Tshuva. And I saw they're rushing to the other shul. So I took him by the arm, and I said, let's walk together. Where are we running? Where are we going? Why can't we do this nicely? Nicely, say slichas. Why? That's the only time I ever saw him being upset in that shul, ever. Says, well, why? Let's take a minute. We'll switch from the back of the shul. It's crowded. 50 people squeezed in the area, meant for 10 people. And we'll moving out to the main shul. They finished davening. Another minute or two. Then we'll say slichas normally. If they're being in this matzav, as the Rav said before, as being in this matzav, tefillin and davening and menschlichkeit and gutzkeit, the whole life. But look, Rabbi said what one Jew means, and more people say what it means one Jew. In this week's parasha, Baron Cutler, Chazadik of Racha, I met a Jew many, many years ago, told me that Rabbi Baron Cutler, when he came to America, Yeshiva of Lakewood Yeshiva, went around fundraising in 1942, 43, 44, Vatzala, to save Jews. Chamanul Tzam, what was going on in the inferno in Europe. He went around to save Jews. This Jew told me, he said, one, the Vatera, every single place where he spoke, the same exact after this week's parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu warns Moshe Rabbeinu many times, Al Yeresu, no one should go near the mountain. If anybody goes near the mountain, they might die, Chas V'Shalom. So the Pasuk says, right after Shishi, Vayim Hashem Moshe, Rei Toid Bam, go down and warn the nation, they shouldn't go too close to the mountain. V'Nafal Mimenu Rav. Many might fall, many might die. So Rashi, obviously Rashi was bothered. V'Nafal is singular. Rav is many. It should say v'naflu mimenu rav. Why v'nafal? Zok Rashi. Kol ma'ashipa v'mafilu yechidi. If one person dies, choshev l'fanai rav. 6 million died. If you get out. This is the Rashi. And Mrs. Weinberger and her Martha came out. One Jew here, one Jew there. And you know what happened? The rav. A huge, a mishpacha, a shemul seferis, a son and a daughter. And I must mention also the kibbut avayim of these two people. The kibbut avayim. Mishlei ro, kibbut avayim, yameyim, le ro, kibbut avayim. Ramesh obviously didn't live here, but came at every possibility, worrying about his father every second, the Rav, Zangiz Nishtak. And of course, Mrs. Beverly Raccoon. Her whole life, she and her husband, the last 3 years, before that also, the trips to Hillcrest. I'm not even going into that now. The whole life came to an end. The life was only one thing. Take care of the mom and the tata. That's it. That was the life. Limudim for us. He gave us paid them. But it means shalom bayis. That it means treating a husband. Treating a wife. This couple. I was in the sukkahs. This couple. The ahava. The achva. Absolutely admiration for each other. And the kibbut avayim that came into this family. All these lessons should stand him in good. He's going up there, got no problem, straight to Gan Eden with the Holy Stuff to Dick, going right in there. We have the problem here. The problem is here, the children, the wife, they have the problems. He's going right up there. Straight, no questions asked, if all the Zachen. Should we go to Bethlehem, Mishpacha? You can put the Pasuk, Hashem, 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 Hashem,